Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC Sports South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 9:30 Pacific Daylight Time, and we have a lot of fun doing it. If you can't listen live, you can always listen to the podcast. And, of course, on this show, we talk to four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. We have a lot of fun with this show. It's not your typical coaches show. We ask a lot of different questions. I've got a couple good ones tonight, if I say so myself. And by the way, I am Greg Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or at www.gregcrawfordsports.wordpress.com, where I'll be covering the NWAC in depth this year. Got some new and exciting things we're going to do. And Coach Wagner asked me last week about, you know, marketing the NWAC, and a great question. Well, you know, it's going to happen right there on GregoryCrawfordSports.wordpress.com. And my sole intent is to bring more attention to the NWAC, increase attendance at events, and give everyone involved a lot more credit than they have been getting. And speaking of coaches, let's go down to Coos Bay, Oregon, and let's talk to Trevor Hopp, the outstanding head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Good evening, Trevor. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And, Trevor, I'm going to ask everybody a couple questions tonight, as well as I want to talk a little bit about your team. Each of you get about 7 minutes, so we'll get through a lot of stuff tonight. But I was going to ask each of you, and I'll start with you, and you always lead us off in a great way, and I don't mind asking you to lead us off. What do you feel is your number one responsibility as the coach, men's basketball coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College?
The number one, that is tough. Boy, we are, you know, for me, I think it's just mentoring, and I think a lot goes into that. So I think it's a broad answer there. But I want to mentor, I want to coach, I want to try to be a good role model for these players, and you know, so I think that would be what I'm trying to do, whether it's help them on the court, help them academically, help them move on to different four-year universities or colleges, help them in their personal lives. So to be there for them and mentor them and, you know, coach them, I think would be my answer there. That's a tough question.
Well, since it's a tough question, it must have been a good one.
Yeah.
Anyway, Trevor, my second question I'm going to ask everybody tonight is you now are a veteran basketball coach, as is everybody on this program, and you're also successful. What's the biggest thing that you've learned since you started coaching basketball that's made you a better coach?
I think coaching is relationships. So studying relationships, studying communication, trying to get better at those aspects. You know, the X's and O's is fine, but we got to remember we're dealing with human beings and we're dealing with young men. So a lot of that is relationships and communication and, you know, building team and things like that. I think those are some of the biggest things that go into building a successful basketball program and really any sports program or any successful organization. It's, you know, most of the things we talked about is relationships and things like that. So You know, the X's and O's and all that stuff is great, but I think we got to remember that we're dealing with young people. And once again, if I go back to your first question, the mentoring, so it all kind of intertwines there. And so I think that would relate to that.
Very good. Two outstanding answers. And, of course, anybody that knows me, I never prep the coaches in advance, and that's what makes these people terrific because I throw it out at them, and it's the first time they have ever heard it. Trevor, we're kind of right on the cusp of a 15-16 basketball season. I know basketball never ends, but we're through all the summer hoopla. It's September. It'll soon be official practice time, not that long away. What do you know about this team in 15-16? And what do you – I imagine you're getting really anxious to get rolling.
Yeah, you know, it is. We've been putting in, you know, the last couple of days, the end of last week and starting today, too, just kind of trying to finalize some organizational things to get us ready. But I'm just excited to get out there and start doing all those things and get our guys on the court and in the weight room and just have them back on campus. I was joking with a couple that you know, I'm kind of lonely down here by myself, and I'm waiting for him to get back. So I just can't wait to start working with this group. I think we have a good blend of athleticism. And I've talked about before, I think we're going to shoot it. I think they're a hardworking group, and just going to try to get them going in the right direction and some of the things we've been talking about is that we just want to have great energy and we want our practices to be fast. We want it just to be a lot of fun. And that's the great thing about basketball. Even practice is fun. You know, there's some running involved. There's some hard things, but we make it fun and just looking forward to getting back out there with the guys.
And we call this show the NWAC Sports South Fast Break Show because you four coaches are great coaches in the southern region, and of course, there's no question the southern region in the NWAC makes you a better basketball team, because if you blink, you're going to lose.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this enough, too, you know, just how every team in the South is going to be good, and, you know, I think it's just going to be another great year of basketball and just great competition. And, you know, that's one of the things, you know, you just got to love competition. You got to love you know, just the battling of these games and it's good players and good coaches. It's exciting basketball and you know, it's going to be hard. I know that.
Yeah, and you make it exciting with the great job that you do down there. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday night, and great job of getting us started with our questions tonight. And we've had a lot of fun giving out those questions, and you had some great answers, Trevor. Have a great week, please, and it's a pleasure to know you.
Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, and appreciate all you do for us. We'll talk to you later.
You betcha. Thank you. Now let's go to Bruce Chopka at Lane Community College in Eugene, Oregon. Bruce, we kind of throw Trevor into the fire pit there to start with, and he comes out with cool coals. He does a great job. But what do you feel is your number one responsibility as a head men's coach at Lane Community College? What is your number one responsibility?
I think teaching lifelong skills is something I try to really emphasize and get across to our guys. I think, you know, in their journey of life and the big picture of things, I'm only a small part of what they're going to experience and what they're going to go through. And I just think always trying to relate things. And I tell our guys this, hey, I'm trying to teach you a life lesson here of, you know, of competing, of doing your best, of, you know, leaving it all out on the court kind of thing or in practice, that kind of thing. I always give the spiel of, hey, you're going to compete for jobs in your life. You're going to compete for a wife in your life, you're going to have to teach what competition means to your kids if you have kids. And so I think I'm a lifelong lesson guy. And, you know, it maybe hasn't always been that way. When I first got into coaching, you know, I was a young and dumb guy that was always trying to be all about winning and that kind of thing. But I think there's so much more to coaching and teaching than winning. I think if you can do all the things you're supposed to do, you know, compete and be on time and be studious and be compassionate with your teammates on and off the court and preach teamism, that I think, you know, winning is a byproduct of all those good things that you're trying to get across to your guys. So more of a life lesson kind of thing that I think I want to get across to our guys.
Very well said, Bruce. To date, and I know all four of our coaches have often said, you never quit learning as a coach, but from your own personal standpoint, what's the biggest thing that you've learned in your coaching career that's made you a better coach to this date?
I think Coach Hopp mentioned it a little bit, relationships. I call it more of the Jimmys and the Joes, you know. It's all about the kids. We're in the kid business and trying to get these young people from, you know, teenagerism to being a man, a young person, a young man kind of thing. And I think it's about being a good role model for them, trying to build good relationships, trying to have lifelong relationships with them and their family. It's awesome to get those wedding invitations or, you know, a quick text, hey, coach, 7-pound kid this morning, we named it this, this, and this kind of thing. And those are the things I think that are the most important. I think just trying to be there for your kids, not only hearing the good stuff, but there's kids that, you know, that need a shoulder to lean on or somebody to vent to or, hey, I need some advice. What the heck do I do here? So I think it's all about the Jimmys and the Joes when you're trying to field a competitive team also. You know, you want to make sure that you have the right fit for your team, that they fit your program, they fit your philosophies, you know, that they compete and they're winners on and off the court kind of thing with their actions. So more than ever, it's to me, it's about the Jimmys and the Joes kind of thing, trying to find the guys that are your kind of guys. You know, I think every coach on your show tonight has their kind of guy. You know, a coach says, that's my kind of guy. And I think it's, you know, my stage of my career, I think that means the most important thing to me is having those right fit kids and, you know, trying to preach and teach to them that they got to aspire to be, you know, a lot more than, you know, a basketball player or this and that. Like, you know, you got to have the whole realm as a human being these days, you know, as far as education goes and job skills and people skills and social skills and all that good stuff. So it's about the kids and trying to find the right fit and teach them up after that.
This is a fast-growing show, Bruce, so some of this stuff we've discussed throughout the summer, but the great part about this show, because you guys promote it so great, is that we're getting new listeners all the time, and we have a huge listenership. I think our listeners always want to know, we're on the cusp of the 15-16 season. It's a really exciting time, and I know you want to get a great look at your players before that bell rings.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I'm excited for school to get going and, you know, get everybody back on campus. That's the fun part, is seeing everybody, and then, you know, you proceed to grind it out for the next month and a half until games start up. But the fall's a fun time. I was talking to a coach tonight about, you know, once school starts, we have one long, hard blink, and it's Merry Christmas time. I mean, the fall just flies by so fast. So I'm excited to get all our guys going. We got a few guys on campus already. But, you know, over the next two to three weeks, everybody will be here, and we'll start school and start our journey, you know. And I know all the coaches are fired up for starting their own journey. So it'll be a good year. I'm excited.
Bruce said, I just talked to a friend of mine down in Northern California, I love this idea. All four of you guys really handle referees very well. You know how to work with them, and I think they learn how to work with you. But He said the greatest thing they did down there this summer, they got almost every referee in a room, and then they had a panel of coaches and referees up on the stage, and all they talked about is how to get along better. And he said it was tremendous. I love that idea.
That's a great idea. I think that's fabulous. And I think referees, they're human too. You know, I mean, as much as we like to make jokes about referees, and they probably make jokes about us coaches, nobody wants to be showing up. Nobody wants to be talked to in a negative tone of voice. I mean, we all miss them. A call here and there. We, you know, as coaches, we all make mistakes. That's just part of the human element. But that's a fabulous idea. And I think, you know, I think coaches are smart enough to realize that, hey, if I treat this ref bad, he's going to, you know, not be too good to our team. And I think it's a give and take kind of thing. And the best officials are the officials that'll just hear you out and listen to you. The guys that, you know, put up the hand and don't want to talk to you, those are the guys, you know, it's like, come on, buddy, this isn't the NBA Finals. Talk to me here, you know. So I think that's always a good thing. And you're right. I think all the coaches on your shows are pretty debonair about working officials and talking to them and trying to get angles and that kind of thing. So they're all veterans and pros, that's for sure.
No question. Great job tonight, Bruce. We really appreciate it. Thanks for all your support, and thanks for all your kind words that you tell people, even when I'm not listening, about me. So I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Have a good night. Talk to you next week.
You betcha. Next week for sure. And now let's go to Tony Broaddus, Portland, Oregon, Portland Community College, who's won both an NWAC championship and a state high school championship. Tony, same question for you to start out. What is your number one responsibility as the men's basketball coach at Portland Community College?
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me. Wow, that's a tough question. There are a lot of responsibilities, but if you said the number one, I would say is getting these young men prepared to have successful lives, to be positive men in society, be good fathers, workers, whatever it takes. But just, yeah, that's my number one goal is to, however, whatever I've got to do is get them prepared, get an education, learn work ethic, learn responsibility, learn how to treat people great at all times, and get them prepared to do something positive in their lives.
Yeah, very, very good answer, Tony. Everybody's given a great answer. And I know you'll give one to this question. You know, to date, and I know you often tell me when we're not on the program or on the program that you're always learning something new. What's the biggest thing you've learned in your coaching career to date that's made you a better basketball coach?
Wow, you come in with some bombs tonight, Greg. Oh, wow, that's a tough one. The biggest thing I've learned over my that's made me the better coach that I am. I don't know if what's the biggest, but I can think of a couple things that come to mind. One is, you got to have confidence in your kids, and you got to give them confidence. But I don't think I think I kind of came in the game knowing that based on the experiences that I had with coaches. You know, I don't allow my guys to look over at the bench when they make a mistake. I don't allow them to, when the horn goes off, to keep looking over there. Is that me? Am I coming out? And we watched that on film. You know, you have to play with confidence being out on the floor, and that's an expectation. You know, you made our team, which means you're good. You're on the floor, which means we have confidence in you. Now you got to play like that. And I think that really goes a long way in getting kids to perform to their ability, is when they know that, you know, the coach believes in them and expects them to play well and doesn't want them second-guessing themselves. So I'd say that's one. And then the other thing I'd say would be, just to add, is that I've just learned that how valuable rebounding is. You know, through the course of my career, if you want to talk X's and O's, I just think I underestimated the importance of it as a young coach, and now I know that it can win and lose games for you, so I'm all over it.
Very interesting and poignant comment there about rebounding, Tony. And speaking of rebounding, your 15-16 team is about to break out. Do you feel like you're going to have a good rebounding team this year? And what do you feel right now on paper? And paper's only good to write on, in my opinion. Means nothing else. It's going to be the strength of your team this year.
Well, yeah, we're definitely going to be a hard working rebounding team because we're going to work. You know, it's something that we stress, and we're going to work on it every day in practice. But the strength of our team this year, we've got some size, which we didn't have any last year. So that'll be a nice thing to have. And we've got some veteran leadership, and we've got some talent. You know, on paper we are much better than we were last year, talent wise. And I don't care what coach you get. You know, you could have John Wooden and Gino Aurama, whoever, but you got to have players that can play. And you hear it all the time, but it's true. I don't care how good of a coach you are, you got to have talent. And we've got some talent, which will make me look like a better coach. But we'll be exciting. You know, we're going to play with confidence. We're going to shoot the ball. You don't have to worry about too many shot clock violations when you watch our games. The dropping of the shot clock from 35 to 30 won't be a big factor. We'll attack. We're going to press. And, you know, then we're going to go inside as well. I like to find a guy who can get baskets in the post, whether it be a guard or a big man, and we'll try to milk that.
Tony, I'm not the biggest fan of this guy, but I pay attention to what he says. I heard Coach K say the other day that every year the thing that annoys him the most with his teams is he wants them to get better at, even though he's won, what, 6 NCAA championships, is free throw shooting. It's kind of at times an undervalued thing because it's not one of the sexy things in basketball, but it sure can win you or lose you a game.
Yeah, no doubt. Free throw shooting is crucial. And it's a tricky thing, too, because you don't – I'm a kind of type of coach that if you can talk too much about it. You talk too much about it, now you're in guys' minds when they go to the line and they're thinking about all the different things you said and talked about and worked on. I'm in the belief that you just get a lot of free throws up throughout the practices and in the, you know, and throughout the season and do little free throw competitions here and there. But I don't really like to talk about it a whole lot. I just think it can mess with guys' minds. But we definitely work on it.
Good point there. Very good point. Tony, have a great week. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday night. I hope you've had 9 home runs by then.
All right, great. Take care.
You betcha. That's Tony Broaddus, Portland Community College. Now, close out the program each week. We go to Cliff Wagner, who is a championship coach, a championship human being, and he's the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College, 40th year in basketball. Cliff, and I know you'll have a great answer to the question. What is your most important job as the men's basketball coach at Clackamas Community College?
Well, for my philosophy, I'm going to quote one of my favorite coaches, one of the great coaches in the history of the state, Ad Rutschman. And Ad said to me one time, I was doing a practicum with him, he says, you know, as a coach, your number one job is to make people better, and your number two job is to make them better players. And we were talking about that today at a meeting at our mini camp today. We had a team meeting. And if you keep those in mind and you don't confuse the two, I think you will coach with integrity. You will coach the right way.
Yeah, and, you know, I had the experience of being around Coach Rutschman 4 years. He started at Linfield the same year I did. And you know, he had so many great theories, Cliff, as you've alluded to, way beyond football and basketball. And baseball. He's a great baseball coach. And he also was an outstanding basketball referee. People don't realize that.
I actually didn't realize that. I never saw him officiate, so that's interesting. But, yes, a great, great coach. 5 national championships in football, 3 national championships in baseball or something like that. It's just the stats are incredible. But, Ad made me a better coach. I really appreciate his leadership, his guidance. It was a great, great experience as a young coach. And we've been talking about how to make people better today. So we were talking about core values. We talked about integrity today, resiliency. The new Western Oregon head coach, Jim Shaw, came out, and he did a great job talking to our kids about accountability. We've been talking about some stuff with our kids that we think is really central to the program and the kind of things we know will make them better people and more successful people in life.
Yeah, and I love the word accountability, and I'm glad to hear you use that often. Cliff, you know, this is going to be the people better tape this answer. Or I don't even know where they tape things anymore, digitize it or whatever. But what's the greatest thing that's made you a better coach to this date? And I know you're always still learning after 40 years. But to this date, what's the biggest thing that's had an impact on your coaching career?
Well, if I could answer that honestly and personally, I'd have to say it was a deep personal tragedy that changed how I looked at things. When I was 31 years old, my wife and I lost a child. He was stillborn. And it was the most tragic, horrible experience you can imagine. And it changed me as a coach. And I was the kind of person that took losses so hard I would brood on them for days. And that experience made me realize what's really important in life. And since that time, I come home, I put the game away, and win or lose, I know what is the most important thing in my life. And so it was a horrible tragedy, but it was a great growing experience to learn perspective. And that changed how I approach things in a lot of ways. And then the other thing I'd say that made me a better coach is just playing. I think I played more competitive basketball than almost any human being. And I love to play. I played for years and years and years, even after 4 years of high school and 4 years of college. I love to play so much. I was playing 80, 90, 100 games a year in my 20s. And I just played and played and played. And so I felt like when I got involved in coaching, I really understood. I didn't understand it from a coach's point of view, but I really, really understood the game from a player's point of view. And that's helped me so much. Sometimes I hear coaches talk about this theory and that theory and what might work, and they have great clarity in theory. But some things you know as a player, that just won't work. Because you played, you know that won't work. So that's been a great help to me as a coach.
Well, I'll tell you, that is terrific. I should probably end the program right there, because you just capitalized everything that all the great coaches have said tonight and put it all in a box. And maybe we should end the program, but I got another question for you, Cliff. I apologize. I should end on that note because it was so outstanding. But one thing I noticed watching your teams is when you call timeout, I'd say 95% of the time your team comes out and performs better than they have been doing. Now, I know there might be a reason why you call timeout, but to me, that's really got to bring a smile to your face.
Well, it does when you when you call timeout and your kids come out and they execute something really well and it works. That's just one of the great things about teamwork and coaching and stuff. But I don't know about high 90s, but, you know, there are a number of times when we drop a great play and the last thing I hear from the point guard as he walks away is, "Coach, what are we running?" So that happens too, and you wonder where they are for those 60 seconds. But we actually work on that in practice. We practice taking timeouts. We practice running to the huddle. We practice sitting exactly the same way every timeout, and that helps us with our organization. And, you know, we always have input. Brian Stam's a great assistant. He's always giving me input. And normally as kids are running to the bench, Brian and I are communicating about something. So we use that time efficiently, and when you walk out, like you say, when you draw something out and your kids are focused and it really works, you feel really good about that. The whole team does.
There's a reason why this program is growing by leaps and bounds and has a huge listenership, and you listeners out there, it's not an egotistical comment. It's a factual one. You heard it tonight from all four of these guys. They bring it hard or brung it hard or bring it hard. I could care less about the English. You know what I mean. Great job tonight, Cliff. Great job, everybody else, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday night.
Okay, Greg, I want to remind you, be careful. You're talking to a former English teacher. And the last thing before I thank you and say goodnight is I want to give a shout-out. I've got 18 kids in the room here, and they've spent the day learning about Clackamas basketball. We're having a mini camp. with meetings and some good food and some practices and some team bonding stuff. So we're having a great week here, and we're getting our season started out right now today. We're working on the 2015-16 season.
I love it. Tell them all hello. Good night. Tell them they better be listening to this program, and we'll talk to you again next week. That's Cliff Wagner, the Edmonds Coach Clark with Screening Coach. Thanks for listening, everybody. Join us next Tuesday night again. We love our listeners.